gospel in many ways. In Jesus' name, amen. I started this year looking at different people of the Bible that we don't normally look at. Ordinary but powerful was this woman we're going to look at this morning. She was a prophetess. She's a teacher. She's probably a mother and a wife. She is a prophetess during the reign of Josiah. Josiah is probably one of the best kings of Judah there was. He was committed. And they had just cleansed it, they cleaned up the temple, and they found the book of the law. And he read through that book, and when he read through it and the priest read through it, they came to a realization Israel, Judah, was in big trouble. They weren't doing anything like they should be doing it. He senses that Judah is way in the hole. He said, "Go inquire of the Lord for me and the people and all of Judah concerning the words of this book. For great is the wrath of the Lord burns against us because our fathers have not listened to the words of the book. Do according to all that is written concerning us." Israel, Judah is in what? They sense they are in trouble. They sense, the king senses that they have walked away from God, and he says, "Our fathers." He doesn't say, "Your fathers." And he's correct in saying it because his grandfather and his father had walked away from God. This morning, he sent someone to inquire of the Lord. This story teaches us that long-suffering of God does come to an end. Lots of people like to think grace is going to go on and on and on and on. But one day God's going to say, "It's done. It's over." And why it will be said that way is because there is no one wants God's grace. That's a sad point. When God says, "No one else wants my grace." Judah is in trouble. And as we open it to looking at this, Joshua's father and grandfather had led Judah into false worship. God's patience had run out with the nation. Joshua wanted to know if he was reading the Torah correctly. You know, you read something and you can't understand it, but you can't believe it's saying that. Have you ever had that? You can't believe what you're reading? He's reading that the nation is about to go into captivity, and he wants to know if he's reading it correctly. Hilkiah the priest and those who were with him, he sent them, went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, the keeper of the wardrobe. Now she lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke to her. Interesting, the question I come up with. Why do they go to Huldah when they could have gone to Jeremiah and Zephaniah? These are the two prophets are her contemporaries. Men of God. But God, the king, sent them to Huldah. And I think we need to understand that God has a purpose in this. There's a lot more to this story than we often look at. Let's take a look at the Bible, tell us a few things that we've already read. And we know Josiah knows the couple personally. At least he knows the husband personally, because the husband chooses his clothes he wears. He takes care of his wardrobe. So would somebody who's choosing your clothes know you well? Know what you like? You dislike? Absolutely. Huldah, his wife, lives in the second quarter. And actually, as historians say, that second quarter is the university district. Scholars believe that Huldah was a teacher. Now, I can't prove this, but I think old Josiah may have had a teacher called Huldah. Wow. Now he knows what? Knows this couple pretty well. She's a teacher. Listen to Huldah's response to the king's inquiry. She said to them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me," and we're going to go back. She's very bold when she says that, right? It's kind of like a teacher. Let me explain this to you. How many have ever had a teacher explain something to you and you weren't wanting to listen too well? She will explain it again, but it'll be a little bit what? A little bit more forceful, maybe. But she's a teacher. And more than likely, she has taught the king. But she is known for being a lady of God, one who God talks with, one who hears God. Huldah confirms the bad news. Now, you hope the bad news won't be so bad, but she confirms it. Here's what she says. "Thus saith the Lord, behold, I bring evil on this place and on the inhabitants, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read." Here she says to those men, she said to them, it came. The king read what? Rightly. He is understanding rightly. She is being very much, what the king has read is true. In Judah, the previous two kings, when somebody said something they didn't like, what happened to them? Isaiah was not really a popular prophet to the king of Judah. Manasseh had him sawed in half. His son, Anam, did the same thing to the prophets. Now, this is a lady prophet, and maybe she's there because she's the one who can say it to this king, but she says it clearly in a forceful way. She tells him that the country is not going to survive. Huldah confirms that God's wrath will not be quenched. Interesting, sometimes you think, well, we'll have a revival and things will turn around and there won't be going into captivity. But Huldah tells them very clearly, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands, therefore my wrath burns against this place, and it shall not be what? Quenched. How would you like to deliver that message, ladies, to the king? It will not be quenched. You realize that God is saying grace for the Jewish nation is coming to what? An end. We live in a world today that, and even in this country, everybody says, I don't think we're going to. I think it's time we start praying for each other, because I don't think we're going to see a turnaround. Because God says he's coming. That's not a popular message, but we need to be living that message. Huldah did not have a popular message for the king. She said, it's not going to turn around. Wow. Tough job, isn't it? Difficult job. Hola confirms authenticity of what the king heard. She said, "But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of me, inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, regarding the words which you have heard." It's not just that Josiah read them, he also heard them. She's saying, go tell the king what the Lord said. Wow. She's a teacher. I believe she's a personal friend. And I also believe she's a prophetess. She's respected as one who talks with the Almighty. As they talk about an old Scottish preacher, they said he was thick with the Almighty. Are we thick in prayer with the Almighty this morning? Do people know you as a person of prayer? Do they know you as one who listens to God? How will it read, as sometimes we say, on your tombstone? This was a man who heard God speak. This is a woman who heard God speak. Huldah tells Josiah, God is listening and watching. I love that children's story this morning. You know why? Sounds like her parents came out of the same mold my parents came out of. There was penalty to pay when you did something wrong. Here, Huldah is talking to this young king. He listened. He responded. But here's what she said. Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against it, its inhabitants, that they should become it should become desolate and a curse. You have tore your clothes and wept before me. I truly have heard you, declares the Lord. How would you like to have your prayer? Somebody come up and say, the Lord told me that he hears your prayers. Wouldn't that be exciting? If someone said that God hears your prayers, comes back and tells you, he listens, and God is watching. And I think it's so neat that God does watch. And I think it's so nice that God sometimes tells somebody, you go tell them that God says, I hear his actions, I see his actions, and that you weren't just moved because we are sinning, but you really cared for the people around you. Wow. God has given this woman a tremendous job. And she's relating it back to Josiah. Huldah tells Josiah that he will not experience the wrath of God. Here's what it says. Therefore, behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes will not see all the evil which I will bring on this place. So they brought back the words to the king. You will not see all the evil that I'm going to bring upon this place. He is told that he will be gathered to his fathers. You ever hear anybody say somebody died, they've been gathered to their fathers? But that's how biblical expression, folks. He told Moses, when you're going up to the mountain, you'll be gathered to your fathers. And here he tells this king, when he dies, everything in the kingdom is going to go the negative way. Wow. But how's this king and how to respond? Kingdom. It really did. Prophecy set in action a wave of reform in the kingdom. It really did. There was a revival because this lady, God used her to speak to the king. God brought about a revival, and that revival was important. And I believe one of the things that that revival did was strengthen the people who would go into captivity to how to be faithful to God. It says there, the king went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great, rich. And he read it in their hearing of all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. He took that book because he wanted them to understand it. And the prophetess has said, everything that is read in that book is going to come what? True. You're going into captivity. But he loved his people so much, he wanted them to be ready to survive. And I think God wants his people. The way she delivered that message gave that very point. God wants his people to survive. Huldah. What can we learn from Huldah? I want to take a few minutes and look at this. Huldah was used by God to teach men and women. That's a biblical concept. God uses everybody to what? Teach somebody else. That is biblical. And she was a prophetess, which a prophet's job is to what? Teach. So God took a teacher and made her what? A prophetess. Huldah was known as one who hears God. Man, I can't think of a nicer word to say. Somebody, I know God. You know, you get to somebody, people pray, and you say, I want them to pray for me because I know they what? That God hears them. She was such a person in Jerusalem that she was known for her walk with God. And God blessed her. And God used her. If this morning, if someone would describe our need this morning for our people, us, all of us, is that we need to be known as people who walk with the Savior, who walk with God. Not just talk about it, but when someone walks into your home, do they experience the presence of Jesus Christ? Or you, that someone visit, walk into a room and you just feel that Christ has just walked in with them. And I believe Huldah was one of these people that when she walked into the room, people take note that she was walking with God. She was changing lives. Interesting. Our next thing I think we can learn from Huldah. Huldah was gifted uniquely to deliver a hard message. Because, you know, some people can deliver a message and it never what? Register. Some people can deliver a message and they can deliver in such a way that, man, you just don't want to hear from them ever again, right? Some people can tell you where you were wrong, and they'll make you feel as low as what? Possible. But she took, I believe, because she was a teacher, she had taught this man, she was uniquely given the ability to say this message in a way that he could understand it. As I said before, she knew the Word of God backwards and what? Forwards. And when he wanted to know something, the king wanted to know something, he didn't go to Jeremiah. He didn't go to Zephaniah. He went to his what? His teacher. Because she was connected with God. Wow. She was connected. Uniquely. I have some teachers I remember quite well. Some of them not on a positive side either. And then some of them I can remember so well because they just showed me love. My third grade teacher, Mrs. Judd, I was a little third grader, and I struggled reading. In fact, I couldn't read when I first went to third grade. But I had learned to be a polite little child. And she said to my parents, "He's such a polite child." Couldn't read worth a nickel. But I was polite. And she treated me well. I went back to her for third grade the second year. She treated me just the same way. And I got out of there that next year. I want to tell you, I remember some teachers as wonderful people that made a difference. I've seen Sunday school. I wasn't raised a Seventh-day Adventist, so I got a little Sunday school in me. And I can remember a Sunday school teacher who, when I was 15, decided I wasn't going to back to Sunday school, but she sent a postcard and said that she'd miss me. Mrs. Lindorf. Just a little bit of kindness. I think Huldah was one of these people that made a difference in lives. Huldah was respected by all. When she said something, it was heard. I came into a district, my second district in ministry. I came there and there was an issue going on, and they all said, "When Brother Man comes home from Florida in the spring, in a little bit, we'll solve this problem." And when I met Brother Man, you could always say this man was wise, but you always knew that he had been a connection with Jesus Christ. And people, I think our homes should be a place where when people walk in, they sense the presence of God. And they want to come back again. And we need to guard that our homes are. And I think Huldah's home and her husband's home was one of that character that could tell a king an unpleasant message and deliver it. Huldah was an ordinary but powerful woman. In fact, she was just an ordinary teacher doing her job on the bigger scale as a prophet. Huldah never wrote a book called Jeremiah or Zephaniah. But she prepared a nation to go into captivity. God uses folks, everybody in his kingdom. This morning, is your home a place where Jesus is felt? Is your way of delivering the gospel like a teacher giving a compassionate lesson to a student that's struggling? And when it all comes down to the end of our lives, how are people going to talk about you when you're not there? I have a brother-in-law, my sister Anna Jane's husband, Wilhelm. And if you were to ask him about my dad, he says he was one good man. If someone was to ask after you pass, would they hear he or she was one good person for Jesus Christ? When Hilda finished her journey, she walked with God. She knew God. She heard God. She listened. I believe that should be our aim this morning, don't you? Our closing hymn.